except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Second half hour here on this terrific Thursday, May 14th, 2026 edition. Speaker, House Speaker, State Representatives Matt Hall yesterday said that lawmakers have until June 1st to approve the funding for the runway construction at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County, or risk losing a planned fighter mission backed by President Donald Trump. During his Lansing press conference, Speaker Hall said the timeline to secure the new F-15EX fighter jets for Selfridge has become, quote, very tight, and depends on construction beginning shortly after June 1st. That's in a couple of weeks. He argued that the State Senate Democrats' supplemental spending proposal would delay access to the money until October. Missing this summer's construction season, thereby making the timeline unworkable. If we don't begin the construction very soon after June 1st, we have zero chance of building the runway. If we don't build the runway, we are very likely to lose Selfridge, said Speaker Hall. Hall said that he and Governor Gretchen Whitmer met with Trump in April of 2025, over a year ago, to request the new fighter mission to be located at the Macomb County base. He credited President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Actually, it's Secretary of War now. With overriding Air Force objections and committing 21 of the brand new F-15EX fighter jets to come to the southeastern Michigan base. See, others in the Air Force, they wanted it located down south in better weather. They did not want to deal with the snow that Macomb County gets off of Lake St. Clair. The House Republican supplemental approved earlier this year made the money available immediately upon Whitmer's signature signing of the budget. Hall contrasted that with the Senate Democrat plan, which she said relies on the funds that would start under the new fiscal year budget on October 1st. Speaker Hall criticized the Democrat State Senator Kevin Hertel. Hertel represents Selfridge area in the State Senate, and who happens to represent a very politically competitive district. Senate Democrats supporting the later funding timeline argues that it jeopardizes both the future fighter mission and the base's estimated $800 million economic dollar impact in Macomb County. He said, we need to pass a clean supplemental for Selfridge before the lawmakers leave for the Mackinac Policy Conference which is now the House's most top priority. Over in the Senate, MERS News Services learned that Democratic leadership is more than interested in moving the $152 million needed to get the runway project moving quickly, but they have numerous other priorities they would like to see passed before June 1st as well. Hall, the Speaker of the House, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, have yet to meet on this situation. But Hall said he has spoken with the governor. And the leadership's respective staffs. And they are discussing the matter. Without mentioning names, I'm sure he's probably talking to Sarah Anthony, the senator from Lansing, who is the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, but not talking with the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. Well, Hertel, the Kevin Hertel, Democrat, St. Clair Shores, who represents that area of Mount Clemens there on Lake St. Clair where Selfridge is located, Hertel said that June 1st is more real than the fake deadlines the speaker had previously pushed. Regardless of any political gains, we are going to get this done for the men and women of Selfridge. Why? Because this is very, very simple, folks. This is a political football. There are people in the Air Force, there's people in the Democratic Party that do not want the 21 new F-15EX fighter jets to stay in Michigan. Number two, there's Democrats like Governor Gretchen Whitmer that don't want to see the ribbon cutting, and they don't want to see those 21 jets fly into Selfridge and land and line up for a photo op with President Donald Trump, Speaker Matt Hall, and other Republicans from Michigan, as well as the governor being the lone Democrat by herself. Maybe Senator Kevin Hertel, the Senate Democrat representing the Selfridge base area, he may be in the picture too. Why do they not want Donald Trump to get that picture? Because it shows that President Trump cares about Michigan. When they break ground on this new runway in July, because they fund it before June 1st, that's going to be a photo op. Donald Trump will have gold shovels, hard hats for everybody. They will be putting gold shovels into the ground and taking their first scoop of dirt. Everybody will be there in July, maybe August at the latest. I'd like to see the concrete poured in July. Pour water all over it, flood it out, let it cure right, dry that baby out in July and August high heats. That concrete will last forever. Well, guess what? They don't want that photo op with the president in Michigan this summer. That's point number one. Point number two, they don't want Trump's picture in it with those 21 F-15s lined up on that brand new runway outside their big, beautiful hangars heading into 2028. J.D. Vance there, Marco Rubio there, the future ticket president, vice president picks for 2028. They don't want him there. They don't want him there. Why? Because Whitmer will be running for president. She doesn't want that picture. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, all the Republicans with those brand new fighter jets there landing the summer of 28 right before the November election. Are you kidding me? They don't want that picture. Because even though Gretchen Whitmer will be there, oh, wait a minute. She won't be the governor. Governor Gretchen Whitmer won't even be allowed to be in the picture. That's right, because Perry Johnson, the next governor of Michigan, will be in the picture with Trump and all the other Republicans. I don't even know if they'll allow Kevin Hertel to be there. If he is there, they'll probably put him in the back row because Donald Trump and everybody else is over 6 foot tall. This is a political football. And they know darn well that if they wait until October 1st when the new budget kicks in, we lose the summer. Well, wait a minute, Trucker. They can always build it next year. The timeline takes too long. You're talking about government workers. You're not talking about John Carlos Concrete Company there on Hall Road. You're talking about MDOT. You're talking about the government. You're talking about the government contractors. They're not going to build this thing next year. And when 2028 comes, they won't have the hangars built. And therefore, those brand new, beautiful, beautiful 21 F-15 EX fighter jets can't land and can't be stored in their big, beautiful hangars. The project's gone. And the proposed shutdown of Selfridge, which was done under Joe Biden. Did you know that? Biden and his Defense Department earmarked Selfridge to shut down before he left office. And they couldn't do it. They couldn't get the warthogs out of there. They couldn't do what they needed to do. It stayed open, and then there's a new sheriff in town. His name, Donald J. Trump. Speaker Hall, other congressmen, everybody was pitching him, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Met with Trump back a year ago, April 2025, and convinced him to give it to Selfridge. Now the Senate Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer are playing political games. We connected the dots. We know exactly what you guys are up to. And congratulations on Matt Hall and the Republicans. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song. No end in sight, Amazing Rhythm, Aces, one hit wonder. Out 4 to 6 weeks, about 12, 14,000 miles, crossing all over the country. Miss Vicky called me and said, okay, you're done. Get home now. The honey-do list is getting a mile long, and you need to get back here. So get a load back home, baby. I'll have a fresh meatloaf waiting for you. She always knew how to get me home. Call my dispatch, take me off the board, get me a load back to Michigan. Mama says I got to get home. I always knew I had to come back home. Officer Rick, during the poll announcement, simple radio, loud and clear from Genesee County. I'm out working road patrol today. Stay safe, brother. His text message regarding Perry Johnson and the other candidates for governor. Now, you have to understand, Rick has been involved in Republican politics down in Livingston County, where he lives, for years. I don't remember the first state convention I met him at, but he's been a long-time listener. Perry Johnson is the obvious choice for me. First, he has the dollars to win. Then he has the knowledge and experience to fix the state of Michigan. Oh, by the way, Petoskey? Yes, I know, because I was a tribal police officer in Petoskey years ago. There was entire neighborhoods that the city closed for the entire winter. The winters in Petoskey are brutal. Little Traverse Bay of Lake Michigan, those winds coming across Lake Michigan, just lake effect snow is unbelievable. Just like Gaylord. The Iron Pig, there on Old 27, the snowmobile trail's right across the street, right by Otsego Lake. That snow belt of Gaylord through Petoskey, across through Sheboygan, Alpena. Oh my God. Unbelievable snow in the winter. Rich people, you know what they do? They put up wood shutters on the windows. They literally have sheets of plywood custom fit where they mount it every single fall and shut the house down, drain the water, turn off the heat, shut it down, winterize the pipes. We'll see in the spring. We're going through that right now. But that's where the rich people, and I'm talking mega rich. And when they move into Petoskey and they bring that money, a lot of it's going to come to Northern Michigan. And they start their businesses. Perry Jensen says, we have been declining population for decades. The fake media still likes to tell us we got 10 million people in Michigan. We don't have 10 million, not even close. As a matter of fact, the 2030 census that's coming, I believe it will be for the first time below 10 million. Why? Because of the 8 years of Gretchen Whitmer. It takes a while to get the train moving. We elect Perry Johnson governor. I may be wrong on that prediction. Because he takes office January 1st next year, 2027. Eliminates the income tax, cuts the budget, eliminates property taxes, gives more money back to local revenue sharing to the counties. Here, counties, fix your roads in your county. Emmett County, Petoskey, Sheboygan. Guess what? Yeah, you got some I-75. But so does southeastern Michigan. Wayne, Oakland, Macomb counties. You guys fix 696, I-94, I-75. It's in your county. You get more money than Emmett County. You'll get more money than Antrim County. You'll get more money than Sheboygan. But the counties will all get more money than they currently are now. And the local road commissions will be the ones fixing the damn roads, not MDOT. I told Perry Johnson, you need to shut MDOT down completely from roads, bridges. Let the local county road commissions work with the private road builders. Elmer's in Traverse City. Giancarlo in southeastern Macomb County. They're all over the state. Phil, you're listening. I forget what county or area you're at. They need people like you, excavators and pavers. This is what they do. And guess who they hire? Local workers. They're not going to come out of Detroit or Lansing from MDOT and bring their lazy idiots with them. Nothing ticks me off more than seeing MDOT trucks on a job site. They got the cones out. They got a hole in the ground. Two guys with shovels in the hole. 7-8 guys standing up supervising, smoking cigarettes. MDOT trucks everywhere. Pickups. Oh, man. Let the local road commissions fix the damn roads. That was the problem with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's campaign slogan and the way she ran the state. Hour number two to the show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and